This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Ethiopian military will begin the final phase of an offensive in the rebellious northern Tigray region, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Thursday. The announcement comes hours after an ultimatum for local forces to surrender expired, and the prime minister told civilians to stay home and disarm. The government gave the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, 72 hours on Sunday to lay down their arms or face an assault on Mekele, the regional capital of 500,000 people. Rights groups raise concerns for civilians caught up in military operations in which thousands are already believed to have died since fighting began on November 4th. And nearly 43,000 Ethiopian refugees have fled over the border to Sudan, though the flow has dropped from many thousands per day to several hundred in the past few days, according to data from the UN Refugee Agency. And the business deal signings began between Israelis and citizens of the UAE. The two nations normalized diplomatic relations earlier this year. Abu Dhabi-based Al Dara Agricultural Company and Israel's Watergen have signed a strategic partnership in the field of water security. This is what the UAE news agency WAM said on Thursday. The agreement aims to build a strategic partnership between the two sides to provide water from the air and add a renewable source of clean water suitable for human and agricultural consumption. That's what the news agency is reporting. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sent a message of condolence to Bahrain's king on the death of former Prime Minister Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa this month. Bahrain's state news agency is reporting this.